Welcome back, friends, for day 18 of our 40 for 40 journey through Exodus. Today, our suggested reading is chapter 18 of the book of Exodus, and our key verses are 21 and 22. A father-in-law can often recognize a stressed and overwhelmed son-in-law, and that's no different here. Jethro recognizes a need for Moses to lead his people more efficiently. And so he recommends finding capable subordinates to help Moses with the daily tasks of his role. But these leaders were not to be chosen because of their wealth or tribal status, but rather because of their character. Listen to this, what Bob Stallman has to say in his book, Theology of Work Project, about these characteristics. Begin quote. First, they must be capable. The Hebrew expression, men of Ha'il, connotes ability, leadership, management, resourcefulness, and due respect. Second, they must fear God. As with the midwives in chapter 2, this is probably not specifically a religious quality. It describes the people who have a clear understanding of commonly recognized morality that stretches across cultural and religious boundaries. Third, they must be trustworthy, because truth is an abstract concept as well as a way of acting. So these people must have a public track record of truthful character as well as conduct. Finally, they must be haters of unjust gain. They must know how and why corruption occurs, despise the practice of bribery and all kinds of subversion, and actively guard the judicial process from these infections. End quote. Wow. How would you feel if someone you respected described you in that way? As someone who was a person of ability, of leadership and resourcefulness, as someone who recognized morality, somebody who was a truth teller and was full of character. Isn't that what we should all strive for? To be trustworthy and resourceful, respectful and just? Our challenge for today is to seek to live in the footsteps of one of these early leaders of Israel. Our question for the day is this. How can you live in this way today? What situation are you going to face that needs you to have more of these characteristics? How can you ask God to help you?